This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We've had zero murders in the last week. And some of these people were from foreign countries. They said, that doesn't sound so good. And I said, well, it doesn't sound good, but Washington was the most dangerous place in this country. And now, you know what? It's probably the safest place in our country. Everyone's starting to come here. The restaurants now you can't get in. Many of them closed because they couldn't open with crime. Everybody before me is happy what I'm doing. Most of you won't say that because you're radical left. The newspapers are so dishonest. The press is totally dishonest, but that's all right. We've gotten used to it.
It's just, he just, if it comes to mind, it comes to mouth with Trump. He just, see, he ordered somebody out of the Oval Office yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah, and it was supposed to be an executive order signing and be done. And it turned into like an hour and 30-minute powwow.
And Will Scharf is doing such a great job up there for the president. And you can tell from... I'm going to go out on a limb here and speculate because I don't know this to be the God's honest truth, but I can tell from the way a lot of those executive orders are worded, I'm almost 100% positive Will Scharf is writing them. For Trump, because first of all, he's an attorney and he's very sharp to begin with. We've had him on the show many, many times. The way he reads them leads me to believe he probably wrote them. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's exactly what's going on there. Let me welcome our guest, Anthony Labruna, with us right now. He's executive director of the American Principles Project. And good morning to you, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you this morning.
Yeah, thank you for giving me a few minutes. You know, we're talking about the president's plan to send the National Guard up to Chicago. I heard Pritzker going off on that yesterday, as well as Mayor Brendan Johnson. Go to cut 12 for us, if you don't mind there, Ethan, please.
Instead of spending hundreds of millions of dollars for a publicity stunt to invoke chaos and terror, the federal government should spend that money on proven solutions to crime and violence reduction. We cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. We've already tried that, and we've ended up with the largest prison population in the world without solving the problems of crime and violence. The addiction on jails and incarceration in this country, we have moved past that. It is racist, it is immoral, it is unholy, and it is not the way to drive violence down.
I don't even know how to react to that. I mean, not locking somebody up to keep them from killing the next person is somehow racist. Any reaction to that?
You know, how many lies are going to come out of their teeth here? You know, I think it's them trying to score political points. You know, I think Pritzker and a lot of these Democratic governors are looking to run in 2028 and to win their base, to win the base of the Democratic Party, who does not support law and order and does not support following the U.S. Constitution. They are looking to score cheap political points while they sacrifice the lives and safeties of their citizens. And it's quite frank, especially with Pritzker and with Newsom, they are going to be running. They need to win their base, and they are going to sacrifice and disregard the lives of the people they have been, they have sworn an oath to protect as leaders of these states.
Yeah, that's a, it's a good point. I don't know how else to phrase it. I said to my guest a few minutes ago, Todd Pyro on here, I'm like, the way Trump plays 3D chess, it's almost like he had planned this out so that now he's put Democrats in the position of defending murders. I mean, in other words, if you don't want to reduce or eliminate murders as they have in D.C., the only option is you're willing to live with them.
Well, you know, he's got Pritzker on his heels. He has no other choice but to take the stance of, I'm fine with crime. I'm fine with high homicide rates. I'm high with high crime rates. And it's not a good look. And it's not going to win the general election in 2028. I'll tell you that. People want to feel safe. And I think that's what the administration is really pointing out here. It doesn't matter if you live in a blue state or a red state. The overall safety of every American citizen is top of mind for this administration, and they are going to do their very best to ensure that, no matter if they receive pushback from leaders in those states or cities. It's a disgrace that, you know, Pritzker and these others are willing to let people die and be killed and murdered and not lock people up to score cheap political points to try to win a presidential race 3 years from now.
Anthony, I know you guys do a lot of great work for the family and for children and advocate for laws. I'm sure you probably heard about the Missouri judge who blocked the teachers' union here in Missouri from stopping 7,500 private and public scholarships going to kind of in a school choice type program here in Missouri. Can we expect, or is there any movement at the national level to try to bring a federal law down through the Department of Education to get to a more of a school choice program?
I think there's conversations happening, and you know, you have a Secretary of Education with Linda McMahon. I mean, there is no one else you would want in that seat rewriting and correcting our education system. And you know, we're dealing with these judges who like to delegate from the bench, and really the only people that are hurting are their citizens in their states. You know, I think Linda McMahon, I think this is something that she's very interested in taking up. I know she's got some exciting announcements coming down the pipe. She's been focusing on the university level, but you know, her and her team are starting to get down to the local county and school district levels, and I think that's going to be very important. I think Missouri is on that map, and you know, you guys have some great leaders in the state. And I think that there is going to be brighter days ahead.
Yep, certainly hope so. Anthony LaBruna, listen, we appreciate your time and all the great work that you folks are doing up there at the American Principles Project. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to get him on here this morning. Coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Mark Walters. Never a moment when you can let your guard down when you're protecting either the First or the Second Amendment. We'll get to 2A Tuesday coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.